everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We are really excited that you came back for yet another episode of Trivia. We're excited to be here, and this week's topic is one that I think Emmett is going to really enjoy. It's one of his favorite pastimes. We are going to be discussing book trivia. I think we're pretty much sticking more towards like the young person, adult, young adult, and younger kids type books. So we're not getting too old, I think. I'm pretty sure. So with that, we just wanted, before we jump in, Emmett, what have you been reading lately?
I've been reading Holes.
Oh, yeah. Have you been reading like Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah.
And
so there's this new graphic novel series. It's a big buzz at our school. It's called Amulet.
Amulet? What's that about?
So it's about a girl whose family moves into a strange town, and they live in this big giant house, and she summons a monster, and it takes her mom off to a distant land, so they're trying to save her, but there's also antagonists slash villains trying to stop her from doing that because they want to like overthrow their leader because he's not a good leader, and she refuses to do that, so they're trying to, well...
do things about it.
Yes.
Yes. I see. Well, that sounds really interesting. Very cool. So that's Amulet. You should go check it out.
Also very scary.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Good to know that if you're going to check it out, it is a little scary. All right. Well, if you've just listened to us for the first time, we just want to let you guys know that a little bit about how this works. You're going to get 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. And that first round is going to be the easiest questions, and they're going to get harder as we go. So what do we call this first round?
Trivia Tots.
All right. So with that, we're going to jump right into book trivia. Trivia Tots, question one. What is the name of the boy who never grows up in J.M. Barrie's classic book?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is correct. Yes, I never read Peter Pan. I've seen the movie, I've seen the musical, and a couple other things, but I've never really seen or read Peter Pan before. But I think it's kind of widely known that Peter Pan never grows up.
Yeah.
Except in Hook, where Peter Pan grew up. It's a great movie.
I don't really prefer all the Peter Pan stuff, because I've never really been into it.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Question two. What is the name of the famous bear who loves honey in A.A. Milne's stories?
One of my favorite book characters, Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is correct. I love honey too. I can relate to Winnie the Pooh.
Now, I can't because I don't like honey.
You don't? That's kind of weird. I don't know. How could you not like honey? It's like the best.
It's too sweet.
Is it? I don't know. It makes colds go away and makes sore throats go away.
I mean, that's what it's good for, but it's just, I'm kind of a picky eater on how sour and how sweet things are.
Sure, I could see that. Well, I'm on team Winnie the Pooh. I would get stuck in a tree for honey. Question three. In the Jungle Book, what type of animal is Baloo?
A bear.
A bear is correct.
Wow, two bears in a row.
I know. Back-to-back bears. I thought I'd trick you. Baloo is one of my favorite characters of all time, like in almost all stories. He's super hip. He can sing. He can do all kinds of fun stuff. He knows his way around the jungle. Super cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
Question 4. Eric Carle wrote this classic children's book, The Very Hungry Blank.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar is correct. Very good. Now, the caterpillar ate a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that book?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, what's the last thing he ate?
Keep thinking himself, but no, that's...
He ate himself. That would be a little weird. That book would take a turn. I think he ate a leaf at the end, didn't he? Or something like that?
Didn't he start off with a leaf?
Maybe. I don't know. We should probably look that up.
And then didn't he move on to, like, Big Macs and stuff?
Yeah, like all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Interesting. Well, we'll have to look that up. Question 5. In Where the Wild Things Are, what is the name of the boy who sails to the land of the wild things?
Jack.
Jack is incorrect. That's a really good answer. I think you got the right style name, like a old school classic name.
Yeah, I've read that book so many times, but the last time I read it was like, I think 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. The answer we're looking for is Max. Max went to the wild things.
Who was dressed up as a wolf and chased his dog around the house.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to do it for our Trivia Tots round of books trivia. Emmett's doing a fantastic job. Hopefully you're enjoying the trivia at home and are in the car. And we're going to continue right along, but the questions are going to get a little bit tougher in the round we call
Mind Movers.
Here we go. Question number 6. In this famous children's book, a mouse goes for a walk in the woods and is invited in by several predators who want to eat him. He escapes by describing a mystical creature with terrible tusks, terrible claws, and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. Name the book.
Mouse and the Big Red Strawberry?
The Mouse and the Big Red Strawberry is incorrect. I'm kind of baffled by this. I'm not going to lie. I'm really surprised that you didn't get this. The answer we're looking for is the Gruffalo.
Oh.
For a little bit of context as to why I'm so surprised is the lad here, when he was a wee one, went through a Gruffalo phase that lasted probably 2 years, but he was very little. So it actually doesn't surprise me that he doesn't remember. But yes, the Gruffalo is a fantastic book. It's a series of books. There's a couple Gruffalos. There's also a couple of animated films that go along with the books too. So they're pretty cool. You should check them out.
I know you can't see my face, but right now I'm going to act in the sound. This is... You can imagine my face.
I thought I was setting you up for just a home run, but I guess not.
Hey, I already got a question wrong, so...
It's all right. No, you're doing great.
It's just a double.
Question 7. What is the title of the first book in the Percy Jackson and the Olympians series by Rick Riordan?
The Lightning Thief.
The Lightning Thief is correct. Fantastic books. We started reading them and we kind of like went astray for a little while, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got to go back to those, I think.
Well, we still haven't finished the Titan's Curse. We haven't even started the Titan's Curse.
Which one is that? 4 or 3?
That's 3.
3? Yeah. Did we finish 2?
We finished the Sea of Monsters.
Yeah. And I think we got caught
up in... Bad cow!
We got caught up in watching the show.
Yeah.
On Disney, which is also fantastic, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it is.
Yes, the Disney Plus show is really good.
I think they're actually getting ready to put out season 2.
Yeah, Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Question 8. Arthur Conan Doyle wrote mystery stories from this famous detective from the late 1880s through the early 1900s.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is correct. Very good. That was a good one. I didn't know if you were going to know that one or not. Kind of old school here.
Did you see me mouth it?
Well, I saw you get excited, like smiling.
I mouthed Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, you did?
Also, nice. It's not Holmes, it's Holmes.
Holmes.
H-O-L-M-E-S.
Yep. Very good. Question 9. What is the name of the mythical creature that appears in the How to Train Your Dragon series?
Toothless?
Toothless is correct. Toothless the Dragon. I have never read these books. I have never seen the movies. I've heard the music before because I'm a music teacher and I've heard music from it before, which is very
good. The music
is
very good.
Yeah, it's very cool.
But it's just the movie.
No, not your thing. Not your cup of tea.
The book. I've never read it.
Well, if any of you feel really strongly about the How to Train Your Dragon series, let us know on social media.
I know a couple people that like it.
Yeah. Question 10. What is the name of Clifford the Big Red Dog's human friend?
Emily?
Emily is like 50% correct.
Amelia?
What if I told you that Emily is correct, but there's another name? You got part one of two. Any guess?
Int?
Same letter. No?
Emilio?
Nope, not quite. The name we're looking for is Emily Elizabeth. That's her name. Two first names.
What?
Kind of weird. I love Clifford. That's really awesome. And the Clifford movie was also really good too.
Yeah, it was.
And that's the end of our mind move around. 10 questions in. We only have 5 left. But folks, brace yourselves because the questions are about to get really difficult. I mean, you gotta really strap in that thinking cap. Buckle up if you're in the car. Maybe throw on an extra pair of socks or something. Protect your feet.
Fasten my Mario hat.
The boy is wearing a Mario hat underneath his headphones.
Usually when I wear this hat, I get good luck.
You do. It's true. Well, here it comes. The toughest questions we have to offer on the topic of books. These questions we call
Brain Busters.
Brain Busters, yes. Question 11. In the book Charlotte's Web, Charlotte spins the words radiant, terrific, humble, and what?
Love.
Love is so nice, but incorrect. Now, the
another one, depression.
No. Charlotte the Spider spins the web words radiant, terrific, humble, and some pig.
That last one's two words.
Well, it is, but it's I asked about words. Gotcha. Yes, some pig. Fantastic book, fantastic movie. Definitely should see it. Templeton, my favorite.
Wait, what?
Templeton the rat.
Oh.
Who's all after food. Smorgasbord, orgasbord.
Like the goose.
Yeah, the goose. Double E, double R, double F, double C, C, C. Love it, love it, love it. Question 12. In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what is the name of the fawn who helps Lucy?
Thank you. Forgot.
I'll give you a little hint. Mr.
Klops.
Mr. Klops, nope.
Nope, that's my story. That's my story.
That story for school, nope. Nope, the answer we're looking for is not Mr. Klops. It is Mr. Tumnus. Mr. Tumnus.
Okay, I gotta break it to you. I watched the movie already.
Uh-huh. Mr. Tumnus is in the movie.
I know, but I already watched the movie and didn't read the book.
Oh, well, that's okay. There's a lot of movies that I've seen that I've never read the books. You're allowed.
Like, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't read that. We just watched the movie, and then I went through a Willy Wonka phase that lasted like 3 months.
Yep. It was a lot longer than 3 months. It was like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's and then right. I brought it back when I was in the musical.
Yep, yep. Question 13. In Matilda, the headmistress of her school, Miss Trenchbull, was the 1969 English champion in this sport.
Hammer throwing.
Hammer throwing is correct. Now, I do want to put a little disclaimer. In the book, Miss Trenchbull, I think, is like kind of known for hammer throwing and shot putting and javelin, I think. That, like,
yeah.
Basically all of the field events in track and field. But in the musical, there's a whole song about the hammer throw, right?
Yeah, and then it's also, I think it's like, it's during phys ed, and she's making them going through like a military level obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like singing about revolting children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And doesn't she throw a kid? Like, she's known for throwing kids by their hair.
Yeah. Yeah. No ponytails. And she chucks that kid out the window.
Yeah. But great book and a great musical. Question 14. In Roald Dahl's The BFG, the giant drinks Frobscottle. What is special about Frobscottle?
When you burp, you fly?
Incorrect.
No, isn't when you fart, you fly?
I don't think there's any flying going on.
No, you float.
The special part of Frobscottle is that the fizz doesn't go up.
It goes down.
It goes down, which then kind of causes you to fart. But
then you levitate.
I don't think they flew. I think it was just, I thought the giant thought it was funny.
No, I clearly remember that they levitate.
All right. Well, we're going to look this up now. Does Frobscottle make you fly? No, Frobscottle does not make you fly.
What?
It's a fictional drink that causes the drinker to experience whiz poppers, which is another word for farts, because its bubbles travel downwards instead of upwards, and giants just think that's really funny. Oh, wait, no, never mind. This one does say it also makes the drinker fly and fart. Oh,
huh?
This is AI, folks, right on the top of Google.
Should I grab the book?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I see. In the BFG, the BFG lets out such a big fart.
That he flies.
So I think it kind of makes you fly in a way.
If you have a big enough toot.
Yes, correct. Sorry for all the parents at home that we're talking a little bit of toilet humor here, but it's a great book. If you haven't read the BFG, you need to. Fantastic book.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, the movie was really
good, too. The CGI is... chef's kiss.
And the last question of our book topic. Question 15. In Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, who was the first victim of the basilisk 50 years prior?
I literally just played Lego Harry Potter, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually just play the boss fights. And I just forgot.
Well, first of all, what was the basilisk?
The giant serpent
yeah.
in the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. Well, the first victim that we're looking for, her name is Moaning Myrtle.
Wait, no?
What do you mean, no? Yep. The only known victim of the serpent who did not survive was Myrtle Warren.
I don't remember Moaning that. Myrtle.
So the answer is yes.
Also, why I didn't get that is I'm not a big Harry Potter person.
Well, you are. We just had to take a break from Harry Potter because the Harry Potter movies got a little intense for a little while now, right?
Yeah.
Like when you start them when you're younger, it's okay and they're fun to watch. But the as the kids get older, the
storyline gets darker.
Yeah, and the peril in the movies is quite more. So we decided to take a little break from the books and the movies, but we could probably come back now that you're a little older.
Well, and then we got introduced into Percy Jackson, mm-hmm. and that overpowered Harry Potter.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're just in the middle of it all. That's all. And with that, folks, that's going to wrap up all of our questions from books trivia. Hopefully you did well at home. Hopefully you enjoyed the questions and enjoyed playing and was a little bit of a blast from the past for some of us. If you enjoyed, please let us know over on social media. Tell mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, anybody that's got a social media account, to go find us over on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia or on Facebook at the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. Send us a little message and let us know if you really enjoyed the trivia. We love hearing from our listeners, and also maybe give us some ideas of what you want to hear. What kind of questions do you want to hear about? Because we would love to give our listeners what they're looking for. Also, if you enjoyed the trivia, please leave a review and a comment on whatever app you're listening to. It helps us to find more listeners of trivia and more trivia players just like you. And it puts a little bit of a spotlight on our little show that we run here. So, Emmett, what do you have to say for your final words, your parting words on books today?
Well, I've loved books my whole life. And so I'm literally sitting next to a big bucket filled with all of my favorite books
mm-hmm.
when I was younger. And when I open that bucket, it just gives me some warm memories.
Yeah.
Of older times.
And books can do that. That's awesome. And you're going to keep reading the rest of your life. Which
yes, I will.
So you heard it from the lad. Keep reading, kids. And adults too. I gotta take his own advice. I gotta start reading some more too. So
yeah, open up that bucket and start reading some children's books.
Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in yet again. We really appreciate your time and spending this 20-25 minutes with us each week. We really appreciate it. And thanks for tuning in, and we hope you have a great rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators.